Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that most episodes include a free companion meditation designed specifically for the topic we discussed. If you would like to be a guest on our show or have any comments or suggestions for future topics, please leave us an email or voicemail using the voice recorder found on our site. Please help us support the cost of producing this podcast and the subsequent free meditations by scheduling a distant healing session with me, purchasing an online class, or donating directly to the podcast by going to our website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, welcome you guys. In this episode, we are going to talk about what might be a hard subject and content for some. And this is the subject of telling people who have chronic health problems that they are the ones who are making themselves sick, or they are the ones who made themselves sick. My intention in talking about this topic is to help other holistic practitioners see how some of the words we use in our sessions with our clients might have the opposite effect of what we are actually intending. And I have to put it out there, it's not to place guilt, shame, or to point fingers, but rather it's to help identify old paradigms in the words that we have been possibly telling our clients so that we can shift into the new paradigms, new ways of thinking, new ways of speaking, and the higher frequencies of being. So before I get into that, I need to explain what the belief is in holistic health and energy work about our life traumas, our life experiences, and how they affect us, just in case there are people out there who are new to energy work or are listening to this episode who don't really know what energy work is. And also, it's just to give a small basis or foundation of what I'm going to refer to and talk about in this episode. So the belief in holistic health and energy work is that, and it's a very basic, brief description of what the belief is, that as we go through life, we experience many things. We experience a lot of good and happy times, and we experience a lot of challenging times. And often when we experience these challenging times, we store emotions in our body associated with those challenges, and it's up to us to release those. Because if we don't release them, they sit there in our bodies and they don't serve us well later on in life if they turn into aches and pains and diseases and health issues, that kind of a thing. So I think we can all agree on that, that this is the primary belief of holistic health and energy work. And if you're new to holistic health and energy work, again, that was just a very basic description, and you might want to read a little bit more into it if you would like some more details on that. I want you guys to think about the following scenario, okay? So let's say you have a client or even a friend or an acquaintance who comes to you for Reiki, energy work, life coaching, hypnotherapy, counseling, whatever it is that you practice. So let's call our client for this scenario, Julie. And Julie has a history of being sexually and emotionally abused as a child. So now Julie is coming to you, maybe as a last resort, because she is now fighting for her life as she's been diagnosed with uterine cancer and needs energy work, life coaching, hypnotherapy, whatever it is that your specialty is, to help her relax and get through the radiation and chemotherapy that she has chosen to fight for her life. So, what is the first thing we as practitioners ask ourselves about Julie after she explains all of this to us? Do we immediately go into a place of judgment in our minds and tell ourselves that she made herself this sick? Because if you think about our belief system in all of this, really, I guess if you look at it that way, maybe she did make herself sick, but this is what I want to talk about, how we present this to our clients, the words we choose, the thoughts we choose. And also wanted to ask, like, do you actually tell your clients, or Julie in this case, that because of all of her life traumas, she made herself sick? So let me go back to those questions that I asked. The first one is, what is the first thing that we as practitioners ask ourselves about Julie when she presents all of this information to us? Do we immediately go to a place of judgment in our minds and tell ourselves that she made herself this sick? And the other question I have is, or do we actually tell Julie that because of all her life traumas, she made herself sick? So let's go ahead and examine these questions one by one. And we'll delve into the meat of those questions. So the first question, again, if we go back to that one, is what do we as practitioners ask ourselves about Julie when she presents all of this information to us about her background? Do we go to a place of judgment and in our minds tell ourselves that she made herself this sick? And I think because of our belief of our mind-body connection, most of us kind of do this. As mentioned in the holistic healing world, we believe the very core issues of what people present with does have to do with repressed emotions from traumas that they have experienced in life. And here is what I believe when we immediately tell ourselves that our client made themselves sick and they are keeping themselves there. So at least this is what I've told myself. And in speaking to other holistic health practitioners out there and reading a lot of material and books and things like that over the years, this is the common belief. And the belief is that we're actually kind of judging the situation if we do that. If we go into a place of you are making yourself sick, if we feel that or think that in our minds, that's kind of coming from a place of judgment. Even if it is kind of true, there's a more gentle way of thinking about that. And that's what I want to delve into with this question. So before I do that, if we believe our words and our thoughts are powerful, my belief is that if we are thinking these things, that it's actually feeding more of that kind of energy into our client's conscious or their subconscious mind, that perhaps they are somehow lacking or somehow they are bad, whatever the case may be, because they made themselves sick or they're continuing to make themselves sick. So even by thinking that kind of thing towards your client, that's the kind of energy that we're sending to them when we think from that way. So how do we help our clients see that they are responsible for their lives and what they experience without feeding an energy of they're lacking or that they did this to themselves? I know that's a tricky question because, you know, your job as a holistic health practitioner is to help clients see that mind-body connection. But there's a way to present this, like I was saying earlier, or at least think about it in your own mind and then later how you present that to your clients so that you're not feeding that energy into it. I believe that if you also think about it, there's also going to be the answer that comes from within yourself of how you're going to handle that. I can talk about things that have worked for me or things that I've experienced in this podcast, but ultimately I do want you to be able to look within yourself and kind of identify how you possibly could make some changes maybe. So here is some food for thought to think about after this episode, even if they might be a little uncomfortable. And if something is uncomfortable, we always have to ask ourselves, why is it uncomfortable? So let's move on to our second question of, do we actually tell Julie that because of all her life traumas that she made herself sick? And how do we help our clients see this in a loving and compassionate way? So let's take Julie and her history of sexual and emotional abuse and how she is now fighting for her life because she has cancer. How can we do this? So we know that our jobs as holistic health practitioners is to be non-judgmental, loving, and compassionate in our thoughts and in our words to whoever has the courage to walk through our doors. So I want to present two scenarios of how this could play out with our client, Julie, In the first scenario, we are going to do this from the old paradigm, or what I believe is the old paradigm, the old way of thinking, where we will actually tell ourselves in our mind that Julie did this to herself and actually tell Julie that she did this to herself. Okay, so we're going to go through that scenario first, and then we're going to go into the other scenario with a different way of thinking and telling her this. So let's pretend first that Julie has come to you as a new client or a patient, and she just finished telling you her story and history of sexual and emotional abuse, and also with her current diagnosis of cancer. Her goal in seeing you is to actually help her cope with her diagnosis much better and to achieve some kind of much needed peace and relaxation as she faces this latest life challenge. And that's what she's coming to you for. That's what she's hoping to get. Before we go into the scenario of how we're going to tell Julie this, let's imagine first how Julie might be feeling. Let's assume she's unaware of how the mind-body connection works. Let's assume that she's new to energy work, life coaching, hypnotherapy, whatever it is that you practice, and she's a bit scared or wary and doesn't know what to expect. And let's assume that it took Julie much courage and strength, as it often does some of our clients, to even come to see you or us. And she's actually in a very vulnerable state when she shows up at your office. So now that we know all of these things that Julie is presenting with us, and possibly some of the things that she has experienced before she even got to our door, let's go into scenario one now, where we decide in our minds that Julie did this to herself, and we believe we need to tell her this so that she can better understand why this is happening. So let's imagine telling ourselves, maybe not in these exact words, but something similar of, wow, Julie has had a lot of trauma, and because of the suppressed emotions with that trauma, this is why she is so sick. She's making herself sick, and I want to help her see what her part has been in all of this so that she can help herself understand that she's responsible for all of this and that she can get herself out of it. Okay, so think about that for a moment. It doesn't really sound that bad at first, right? But let's go ahead and move on, and then I'll explain maybe how that might not be the most constructive way to think about this as it all unfolds. So then you go on to explain to Julie the mind-body connection in your usual way, and as you usually do to all your clients as part of your consultation. All of us have a way of doing this, and so you just explain that to her. And when you're done telling her this, you tell her something like, so you see, Julie, you suffered a lot when you went through what you did. As a result, you have all of these suppressed emotions that have been harming you. And now you are sick with all of this stuff you are going through because of these repressed emotions. Because you're making yourself sick with all of this, you have the power to help get yourself out of what has been going on for years. Let's talk about ways we can do this. Then basically you explain to Julie your plan of treatment, whatever it is that is for you and your healing profession. So again, those don't sound too bad, right? Initially they don't. But again, I know you may not have told her those exact words, but something like that, to that effect. Let's go ahead and place ourselves into Julie's shoes. And again, unknown to you, it took all she had to even show up at your door. It took a lot of courage, a lot of strength. So when she hears that she did all of this to herself, or is making herself sick, what do you think this is going to tell her? Considering what she's been through and the emotional state that she's in at this time, that can be a very powerful thing, and maybe not in the most constructive way. So I've mentioned on my show that I've had my share of major life traumas and medical health issues. So I want to say that I have been in Julie's shoes. Maybe not all of the things that she's presented with I've been through, but some of them I have. And In the very beginning, I had very well-meaning holistic health practitioners tell me very directly, maybe not as subtle as kind of what we just presented, but they told me very directly, you know what, Patricia, you're making yourself sick. You're doing this to yourself. You are responsible for X, Y, and Z. And they would name all of the health issues or emotional states that I was in. And yes, they were telling the truth. It was the truth. But what that did to me, and what I can safely answer for Julie, our client as well, is tell me that all of this was my fault. That the sexual abuse, the emotional abuse, and now the cancer that Julie is facing is because of her. It's all her fault. And some of the things I also asked myself is that I used to think, oh, I did all this to myself. And I must be a bad person because I did this to myself and I'm doing this to myself. This is all my fault. And later, Julie might feel anger and tell herself, it's not my fault I was sexually abused, and it's not my fault that I was emotionally abused. And I'm angry that I'm being told that because of the abuse and what I had to do to survive at the time is now why I have cancer, and that I chose cancer, and that I'm keeping cancer because of this. I am angry and I am mad as hell that someone is telling me this. It hurts. It hurts so badly because I would never do something like this to myself. And, you know, I've also told these things to myself as well, of what Julie is telling herself after her visit. So can you see the seesaw of emotions that poor Julie is now going through? Instead of feeling better about her visit, she now feels very angry, sad, and is blaming herself for the sexual abuse, for the emotional abuse that she has suffered. And as a result of that, more damage is actually being done because of these emotions. Now, I'm not saying that we control people's emotions. People are definitely responsible for their own reactions to things. But, we as loving, compassionate, non-judgmental, holistic practitioners always need to be mindful of some of the things that we might be unknowingly sending to our clients with our thoughts and with our words. And we want to try to do everything that we can to ensure that our clients feel safe, non-judged, loved, and cared for by what we do and what we say. So as long as that's what we're doing, that's all we can do. And let's go ahead now and examine scenario two, where we decide to use different thoughts and different words to help Julie see how she can help herself right now. So it's basically the same as in scenario one. You already explained to Julie the mind-body connection in your usual way, as you do with all your clients as part of your consultation. And when you're done doing your initial consultation, you tell Julie something like, "Wow, Julie, you are a very brave and courageous woman for everything that you've been through. It has taken a lot of strength, a lot of courage and determination for you to weather all the storms that life has thrown your way. You did whatever you needed to survive, and I hope that you can see that you made the very best decisions for yourself with what you knew, with what you had at the time, in order to survive. I hope that you can see this, Julie, with an eye of compassion for yourself and what you did at the time, because you did it in order to survive. And I hope you can see that it was exactly what you needed at the time, even though it may not feel like that. It was exactly what you needed at the time to get through what you needed to get through. Let's now discuss, Julie, the emotional trauma that was stored in your body as a result of this, and why it is no longer serving you. While it did help you survive at the time, it is still trapped in your body. So let's work on releasing that through Reiki, through energy work, hypnotherapy, life coaching, counseling, whatever it is that you do as a holistic health practitioner, whatever your specialty is. that's what you would tell her. Because as we can work together on releasing all of this, you will find that you will feel so much better emotionally. You'll feel better mentally. You'll feel better spiritually. And you'll even feel better physically. And then you go on to explain your plan of action in helping and empowering Julie. So what kind of energy did that send to Julie, do you think? Let's ask ourselves that. And I want to give you my experience of what very wise and compassionate practitioners told me exactly what we just went over in scenario two. So I can again answer for Julie and tell you that Julie now feels a sense of purpose. She does not feel any guilt. She doesn't feel any blame or shame over what has happened in her life. And she doesn't feel any of that as the methods she chose to deal with them to survive. Instead, she feels empowered, and she leaves her visit with you feeling much more optimistic about her life situation. And she now looks forward to your next meeting because she felt loved, safe, and cared for at her visit with you. Now, it's her life path as to whether she is meant to survive her cancer diagnosis or not. But imagine the fulfillment that you would feel knowing that no matter what happens in Julie's life, you were able to help someone feel empowered, to feel safe, and maybe even loved for the first time in their life, and cared for what might be their last few days on this planet. What a very loving and compassionate way to approach a very, very difficult topic to speak about, especially to those who are ill and very sick. So I want to explain what brought this to the forefront for me and why I even decided to speak about this topic. It's because I have actually experienced both scenarios, and I know how I felt after each one of those scenarios. And I am actually currently going through some new health challenges. And I listened to a podcast last night addressing the very same health issues that I'm being challenged with. So I was very interested because it was put on by a doctor, actually a holistic health doctor. And she was speaking on the topics of everything that I'm going through health-wise right now. And I was very interested in what her take and what her solution would be to addressing these health issues. So the host of that podcast basically told her listeners what I was told early on in my spiritual journey, that I am the reason I'm sick and that I've basically done all of this to myself. And the difference between hearing that last night and what I heard early on in my healing journey was it didn't make me angry as it did in the distant past. It didn't make me sad or feel a sense of shame or blame, but it did inspire me to put out my own episode challenging the way this is presented to our clients. Because I know how it can make people feel when we send that kind of energy their way. And I don't want anyone to feel guilty if they have unknowingly approached these topics with their clients like we did in scenario one, or like in the podcast I listened to, because I believe it is actually an old school way of thinking, and many of us were taught to tell our clients these things when we studied to become a life coach, an energy worker, a hypnotherapist, or whatever. In fact, some of my own books on Reiki and other energy healing techniques kind of tell us that, and they tell us that we need to tell our clients that. So we're only doing pretty much what we were trained to do without realizing the effect that it could have. So as we're evolving out of the 3D world and experiencing more of the 4th and 5D world, many of us are constantly learning and growing with releasing old paradigms that once served. And we're moving more into the energy of the 5D world, which is a world of unconditional love, compassion, and non-judgment, amongst other things too. But those are three very key concepts of a 5D world. And to do this, we need to be open in identifying those things that did once serve in the 3D world and letting them go. And I want you to think of it this way too. It's the very thing that we teach our clients to do. We teach our clients, you need to let go of things that don't serve you. You need to let go of old ways of thinking and move into higher frequency ways of thinking. And as we tell our clients that, we also must be willing to do that for ourselves as well. Because this is how we all truly evolve. So again, don't think of this episode as having something to be guilty of. My intention for all of us holistic healers is to continue to challenge ourselves and our ways of thinking so that we can also release those old paradigms that no longer serve. It's our calling as light workers. And I do want to apologize if you are feeling guilty. I hope that you can dig deep and find a way to release whatever guilt you might be feeling. I want you to know that there's nothing to be guilty of when we are doing what we only know how. You are doing only what you knew how. And just like Julie, if you think of Julie, our client in this episode, what would we tell Julie? We would tell her the same exact thing, to not feel guilty over what it was that she did not know. And now that she and you know that there is a different way to see things, that is all that matters. And whether you choose to embrace what I have presented in this podcast is definitely your choice. It was just a way for me to make you aware of some of my own experiences of what I have felt and seen and what I continue to still see in the holistic healing world. Because we are all, again, evolving, even in our holistic health healing practices. And as such, we have to be willing to let go of those old paradigms. And with that, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com. and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.